This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Okay, Senator, how different would Hillary Clinton's approach be to prosecuting this war against ISIS as opposed to our current commander-in-chief?
You know, there's no reason to think Hillary would be any different from Barack Obama. If you look at foreign policy, I mean, Hillary was the architect of the Obama foreign policy that has been a disaster across the world. I mean, it has been the Obama-Clinton-Kerry foreign policy. And every region of the world has gotten worse under their leadership. We've abandoned our friends and allies. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have been the most hostile administration in history to the nation of Israel. And the weakness and appeasement from this administration has led to the rise of radical Islamic terrorism. What's bizarre is the political correctness that they will not even say the words radical Islamic terrorism. Instead, after every attack, after Paris, after San Bernardino, the president goes on television and lectures Americans on Islamophobia.
Well, Senator,
enough is enough.
That's because Islam is a peaceful religion.
They are so captive to political correctness that they will not identify the enemy. Right. They don't do what's needed
to
stop it.
What is your plan for immigration here for our country and for the borders? Because a lot of people are worried about this with the refugees in Syria. Are we going to allow them into our country? Because many of them could be terrorists.
That is exactly right. And Obama and Hillary's plan to bring tens of thousands of Syrian Muslim refugees to this country, it's lunacy. It's the product of that political correctness because they don't acknowledge the threat. ISIS has said they intend to infiltrate those refugees. That's part of where the Paris attackers came from. And the head of the FBI, James Comey, who was appointed by Barack Obama, he told Congress the FBI cannot vet these refugees to make sure they're not ISIS terrorists.
Right.
It makes no sense, and we need a president, a commander-in-chief, whose first responsibility is to keep America safe. That's what I'll do as president.
Now, we just talked to... Well, I think whether it's Ted Cruz or Donald Trump, you know, they've got to find a way to put that real, you know, really put that onus on Barack Obama and hence Hillary Clinton, who's come back and basically said, hey, look, if you like the last 8 years, you're going to get four. And now she's talking 8 years herself, of course.
Much to the chagrin of her husband.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, you know, he's like, oh, say what? You know, and as Ed Klein said earlier, these two aren't talking. So it's just it's an interesting dynamic, you know, because you think about the times when Al Gore was running for president and of course, Bill Clinton's favorables and everything was such a mess. He was just kind of kicked off to the curb. And here again, he's going deja vu one more time. But now it's my wife that's kicking me to the curb. She doesn't want to listen to me. And if Ed is right, you know, wow, this could be, you know, I mean, does she get indicted before she gets to the White House? If she gets elected, then we got divorced in the White House. I mean, what's going to happen here? It's a mess.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's, Mr. Klein was right on the money when he said that Bill seems to be taking this very serious, and she seems to be of the, it doesn't really matter. It's a minor little thing.
Right.
And part of that might be is that he himself has been through this process, and he knows that if you don't take it seriously with the Monica Lewinsky stuff, things can happen. You know, he was impeached.
Well, by her own declaration, you know, she's admitted she's not a politician. He is. And he sees that big picture, and he sees trouble around the bend, you know, with these indictments, you know, that are coming down and these investigations, I should say. And also, you know, with her IT guy giving a free pass and Uma Abedin lining up and Cheryl Mills. Wow, you know, this is pretty crazy stuff.
Cruz is right in what he said here. She is the architect for what the policies that we have right now.
Well, another congressman said all Muslims are not terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims. So, you know, we need to kind of put that in perspective just a little bit, don't you think? It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day, 9 to noon Eastern. On these 270-plus markets across this country, around the world, via shortwave, thank you very much, WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. Our next guest is sounding the alarm and a wake-up call for our fellow socialists in our country. He says, look, socialism causes obesity. It's time to get loud, get moving, get a thin body and a fat wallet. Michael Karelchek is with us, CEO of Spartacus Strategies, which controls and operates the personal training, branding, and marketing of over 20 health clubs throughout the United States. He's the creator of Spartacus Strategies, patented goddess program, which has made more women sexy goddesses than any other fitness program in the world. Michael, we got to work on these guys, though, too, don't we?
Well, you know what, Bill? It's also the guys. If you look at the Bernie Sanders rallies, I went to two to do my research. Go to the Black Lives protest. Go, just turn it on TV if you don't feel like going. And yeah, what you're going to see is the obesity rates are out of control. Now, if you go to a Donald Trump rally of college kids, you're going to find way more beautiful girls, and you're going to find guys that actually work out and, you know, want to work and have jobs. At the other ones, you see those people. And I think it's interesting. We can all agree that obesity is a behavior. Right, Bill?
Exactly.
Okay?
Sure.
You don't wake up there. We don't know anybody with 200-pound babies being born. Okay.
Right.
There's no fat fairy in the middle of the night that comes and makes you, you know, fat. It's a behavior. You eat too much. You're lazy with working out. You have no discipline and you want immediate gratification. Well, guess what? 2 weeks ago, the Pew Research poll showed that 42% of the millennium generation wants socialism over capitalism. Can we not see that this decade and generation of millennials was created by helicoptering these kids, making them with their fake participation awards, making a bunch of lazy kids who have never worked, never done anything. They live off their mother's nipple, and now you're to see that they're socialist and obese. The child obesity rates are quadruple with this millennial generation of 20 years ago. So
exactly,
there's a direct link.
Well, when I was studying this before, Michael, obesity rates were around, you know, the 30% range. So for them to go up to 42%, I mean, that is a humongous jump.
Well, and Bill, that's terrible, but here is even worse. There is obese, and then there's morbid obesity. Now, morbid obesity, they've actually almost quadrupled according to the CDC control numbers. That's even the more scary. And I'm sure you saw a couple days ago, Medi-Cal, who is one of the only, California's one of the only states that checks pre-diabetes. Mm-hmm. In 1990, 32% of Californians were pre-diabetes. Now, 48% have pre-diabetes. Even with Obamacare, We're paying for all that. So you're seeing this social kids at these rallies and what have you. They want free health care. They want free housing, free college, free pot, and they don't want to work. And the only way you become a goddess or a god or a gladiator is what? You have to work.
That's
you
right.
You have to produce. You have to have self-discipline. I started this whole story, which you can find on the Daily Surge, about Bernie Sanders making your kid a chubby, Bill. I started this whole story because at one of the health clubs that I run, I told one of the girls behind the desk that I could not believe that she took her child to get ice cream after they lost the basketball game. The rest of the staff looked at me like I was crazy and had three heads and as a Martian. Yo, you want to take your kid? You should never have kids, Mike. I said, no. You only go if you win.
Exactly. Right, right. Well,
now we got these lists. If any of your audience thinks I'm a little bit too harsh, I ask you this. Do you want this millennium generation who is the worst among developed countries in reading and writing, this generation who has the highest child obesity and morbid obesity rates ever, who are number two to the bottom of the list in developed nations in math and science, and is a national security threat according to our Pentagon leaders because there's such a high obesity rate we can't get soldiers, do you want this generation representing America in the future?
Exactly. Well, to your point, Michael, what's happening is this this extra weight that is carried around the waist of these young millennials is blocking their brain matter. And, you know, here they are. I mean, you watch these guys, these young women, young men interviewed on the street from Jesse Waters and other people and asking them about socialism. They have no clue. They're just following the sentiment of professors in their colleges and where they've been indoctrinated because it just seems cool to follow Bernie Sanders until, you know, like I said to one kid who was a straight A student, I said, well, let me explain to you socialism on your terms. You know, the A that you worked hard for, that you, you know, up late and everything else, the term paper, everything that you did. Okay, that A now becomes a C because these two other knuckleheads next to you, you know, they were hanging out at Starbucks. They're going out fooling around, wasting their time, the whole deal. But, you know, they got Fs, and we need to bring them up to a C. So we're going to take your A, we're going to make it a C, and give them a C so everybody's happy, okay? That's socialism. And he's just seen the look on his face. You know, it's like, oh, maybe he starts to get it. But meanwhile, you know, it's that's where the wave is right now, and that's the wave they're riding. But it is a dangerous wave that not only affects their body but affects their mind as well. That's the crazy part.
You've hit the nail on the head on so many things, Bill. It goes to when we grew up, there was that one silly movie about the lion that they took out of captivity and raised, okay? Mm-hmm. And then the lion they had to bring back. But when you take a lion and give it everything and baby it, okay, and coddle it, and let it suck the mother's nipple, it's no longer a lion. And so the parents out there that are listening, and if you're doing this, okay, what's wrong with having your kids deliver a newspaper? What is wrong with having your kids bust a table? Why are you giving your kids a credit card for gas? Why are you paying their car insurance and for a car and not making them work? Your parents didn't do that, and we had some of the best generations that made this country great. So why are you now being socialist parents? And if you could teach your kid one thing, like my grandfather taught me, you reap what you sow.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what do you do, Bill, when you run out of other people's food? Okay, that's what you should teach the socialists, because they probably then will get skinny.
Yeah.
The idea that we've never linked obesity to the way you vote, I find very interesting, because people get so upset. They say I'm fat shaming, I'm being an angry monster. How dare I link it? And I won't even go to the next step, but maybe I will, because I like you, Bill. I love your show.
Thank you.
Okay, and my next column points out even more into a degree, which is really shocking. Isn't it something? I mean, and this is something that I'm sure they'll say, oh, my God, he's being a bell curve type argument. Again, it's centered disease control. The last two elections, 88% of African Americans have voted for Obama, correct?
Yes.
Well, African Americans have triple the rate of morbid obesity than whites.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
That
now,
says something, doesn't it?
Is there a link that Mexicans overwhelmingly vote Democrat but have the highest obesity rate among Latinas? How come the Cubans don't have a high obesity rate but vote more Republican?
Well, Michael, we're out of time. Very provocative. Good stuff. We got to have you back. Michael Kowalczyk on Bill Martinez Live. 14 minutes right now. After the top of the hour, we've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
To Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email, easy. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. From Kauai, Hawaii. I got to tell you, my favorite island, if there's heaven on earth, it definitely exists in Kauai. And excuse me, Brother Ray, but I'm just a little bit prejudiced, so I will say aloha to you. Ray Songtree is with us. A cultural and political commentator, author of the Lipstick and War Crimes book series. Ray, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Hey, great to have you on with us, because I think, as we were talking about just a moment ago, you have a more of a, you know, top of the world observation in terms of the political process and what's going on. And I think, you know, that's really needed in the conversation, is we have to have an overview, not one necessarily that wants to pick at, you know, Democrats or Hillary or the Republicans. I mean, we have a systemic issue that we're dealing with, wouldn't you say, Ray?
Systemic issue is brilliant. That's a great way to say it.
Right.
So when people are getting, you know, all riled up about this candidate versus that candidate, we have to remember that this happens every 4 years, and we're always told promises, we're always told all these things, and we're worked. Our emotions are worked, all this thing is worked, and the media spins everything to do that, and will cut out things that are really thoughtful, and all those, that's part of the process. The other that a lot of people don't realize is both parties are funded by the same sources. So if you do research for who funds Republicans and who funds Democrats, you find out it's the same sources. So these are the huge systemic things. But I do think this election is very interesting, because the unexpected keeps happening, and I think that's wonderful.
Well, especially when you've got a guy like you mentioned, you know, in terms of funding, you've got a guy who's self-funded. He's worth $10 billion. So, and look what he's done. I think he said something about the other day, he spent like $32 million. I mean, you know, $32 million to be up at this point and to be leading on the Republican side, and others have spent over $100 million. You know, it's absolutely brilliant, his strategy and his brand, so he's taken full advantage of that.
Right. So my writing is about our history. I go back about 250 years, and I show everyone all the influences in our education, everything, our religion, our sense of sexuality through the music industry and all that, which is the lipstick part, and how that's used to dumb us down and to make us kind of like marks for con men, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and that's intentional. It's very intentional, and I prove it, which is something that is not in the discussion at all. Most people actually get a little bit nervous when I introduce things that are very personal to them. But there is, you know, I examine feminism, I examine the New Age movement, and I find this, when I follow the money, it always goes back to the banksters who are socially engineering us all. So I just want to say a little about the books. Why, first of all, I'm not plugging my book because I'm going to make a penny, because I'm not going to make a penny. It's a nonprofit. I'm a person now, 63 years old. I have a 9-year-old daughter and a 37-year-old son. I'm a family man. And I'm watching everything go to poop, you know. And all of us are aware of how crude the Grammys have become and crude everything's become. And we're aware of Common Core curriculum. But when we follow the money, there is the source keeps coming back to the richest people in the world who run the central banks of the world. So I examine that, and I present it in a very friendly way. The books are filled with color images, 100 photos in the first book and over 300 in the second one, and it's so that young people can see it and get it. Even if they're not that intellectual, boom, they're going to get it. And it's very, I can demonstrate more than I can say with just words. So it's a cross-generational wake-up, is what it is, to get us all tuned in, because we have to get tuned in. Things are a lot worse than people talk about. I mean, there's almost no, and there's nothing that's not getting eroded right now, except, I want to say something very positive, the organic food movement is awesome, because people are choosing not to poison their own bodies. That is, to me, that's a tipping point kind of event, that this is happening. And we're seeing Monsanto going, you know, not getting, I hope everyone knows who Monsanto is, yeah, not getting support. And so we're seeing positive things. So I want to be part of that positive thing. And these books, you know, on Barnes & Noble and Amazon, you just look up my name, Ray Song Tree, and just volume one. I produced several editions so that people who do judge a book by its cover can relate to it. So the Christian version is called Begging Faith, and then there's a student version, and there's all these different versions, but all of volume one are the same. So that's the book. So now, when it comes to this election, I don't know if people realize how criminal Hillary Clinton is, and that is very easy for everyone to see. If they go on YouTube, you'll find Hillary Clinton Exposed, and there's a short one called Hillary the Beast That She Is. And it's very frightening. I mean, these people are mafia. They have suicided a lot of people. And it's all lined up in that one short YouTube, which, wow, it's 5 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you, Peter Schweitzer, in his book, first started Throw 'Em All Out, and then his last book on the Clinton Foundation, really exposed her tremendously, and how she's still able to run and be in the position she is, even though a majority of the Democrats will say they just don't trust her. I mean, that is just beyond me. But
we are hypnotized. We're hypnotized by false information, and we're kept below the waist by the lipstick program, which is. We see it in the Grammys, we see it everywhere, that young people are kept below the waist, so they're not examining things. So, but with Hillary, I have to say, I am praying that she's exposed, and more and more and more. And I hope, I'll say it out loud, she should be in prison. I mean, no question about it.
Well, yeah, many are saying the same thing, Ray, between Benghazi, the email scandal. We wonder, is this going to be the first president that's going to do a perp walk down Pennsylvania Avenue in an orange jumpsuit to her inauguration?
Oh, gosh, I really hope that never happens.
What a sight that would be, right? I agree with you, but this is the stuff that's out there. And as you say, if we're not going to get our brains involved and be responsible voters, then we're going to continue to buy into the lie. The establishment, the apparatchiks that have been well, funded, well established, these big money guys, they're going to continue to move the levers, and we the people are just being moved around. It's kind of like when I was in the Marine Corps, our drill instructor used to say to us once in a while, Ray, he said, don't you feel like a bug and somebody's just keeping you in a jar?
A jarhead.
Yeah, exactly. So I said, well, yeah, it's kind of similar. So we got about a minute here, Ray. Let's sum this up for the good folks. We know your books are available at all the usual places, but the point that you're trying to make here in terms of the systemic issue and the bigger picture that we need to look at. Sum it up for us real quick, if you would.
Okay, I can't hardly sum it up, but I want to say to everyone, our values have been influence, and the reason the culture is going the way it is not an accident. It is planned that way to destabilize us, to make us more compliant for Big Brother to rule us.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy, but it's true. And
Ray, obviously this discussion needs to continue. We will have you back. Aloha, Ray Songtree, a cultural and political commentator, author of the Lipstick and the War Crimes book series. On Bill Martinez Live. Take care, Ray.
This report is brought to you by Mile IQ. With tax season upon us, Americans are thinking about basic charitable giving and mortgage deductions. But many forget about mileage deductions, despite the fact that millions of Americans qualify for it. There are more than 60 million self-directed workers in the U.S., all of whom can take a tax deduction for the business miles they drive. According to the IRS, the mileage deduction is the single largest deduction for Schedule C filers. Mileage deductions are frequently audited, so knowing how to correctly track this information is critical. U.S. workers who use their personal vehicle for business purposes drive more than 12,000 miles per year on average, which could equal deductions of more than $6,900. Chuck Dietrich, co-founder MileIQ.
It's really important to have a reliable tracking system when deducting or expensing your mileage. Our app, MileIQ, available for iPhone and Android, automatically and accurately captures all of your drives and provides all the information you need for your mileage log.
For more, visit MileIQ.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out a tune?
Well, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Larry Clayton is with us right now. He's a professor emeritus of history at the University of Alabama. Larry has published numerous award-winning scholarly works. His first inspirational book, Cleared for Landing, in 2008, is a primer for Christians focusing on the practice of faith. And he also writes a weekly column for Tuscaloosa News. Larry Clayton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Bill. I'm doing great. How you all doing?
Hey, doing wonderful. You know, we're getting ready for, you know, for Easter around the corner here. I mean, this is a holy week for us and a time for us to, you know, have a Salem moment and think about the significance of an empty tomb. I've been saying, Larry, that the answer for all of us lies in that empty tomb. But are we going to be willing to go and check it out?
You're right. Totally right. I often wondered why we call Good Friday Good Friday when Jesus was crucified. And one of my friends, a student, said the other day, he said, well, it's Good Friday because it led to Sunday.
Yes, right.
The resurrection.
Exactly.
I said, well, yeah, good thought.
Well, you know, and that's, you know, one of my favorites. You know, Tony Campola, you know, he tells that story in his old church about it's Friday, but Sunday's coming, and very, very powerful, you know, description. And along with what your student had said is that, yes, we can look at Friday and, you know, even in our world today, you know, we see what's happening in Belgium and 400, you know, you and I were talking about this before we went on the air, you know, right. 400 jihadis now have marching orders to spread out across Europe, where Europe is already compromised. They have a rather anemic, you know, security program by their own admission. They're saying they can't keep up with it. Now, all of a sudden, you got 400 with marching orders similar to what happened in Paris and Belgium here recently.
I agree. And at a little church group, a little Bible study group that meets every Thursday morning, we meet at the Chick-fil-A, and we call it the Church of the Chick-fil-A. One of our members is a pastor, and his son is in England on a evangelical mission trip for several years. And the resistance of Christians to the rise of the Muslim threat is in England is insignificant, Bill. I mean, there's about 2% of the population that is engaged And it's an incredible story. That's apart from what we were talking about, but you got to have strength, and you got to have a strong belief, and in the morality and in the spiritual morality and the correctness of our faith to be able to resist a lot of this stuff politically, militarily, strategically.
Yeah.
And in a lot of parts of Europe, it's gone.
Exactly. Well, Larry, to your point, see, in Europe, they don't know what they have. In America, same way. I mean, you know, what is rising the emotions of many people across this country that I'm hearing is that for the first time in their lifetime, they're truly afraid that they're losing their country, Larry. That's profound.
That is, you know, because for generations, there's been even in the worst of times, the Depression, you know, I'm a historian, I tend to look back, the worst times of the Civil War, you know, when we divided and fought each other, there was still the optimism that there's something good beyond that, and we can make it come about, and we can make it happen, as long as we have faith. And you're right, there's a fracture in that confidence. And I think part of the reason is that you, and I'm speaking as a Christian here. You're looking to yourself and your circumstances for making things right. And I think you have to turn around and look to God first,
right?
And to look to His way of doing it and put yourself in His will. I'm preaching here.
Right.
Well, but to make that part of your life right, and then the rest of it will fall into place.
Well, that's the thing. You know, with all revivals, it starts with one. And
right.
I've been saying for a while now to go out and be that revival that needs to happen. It's
right.
Got to be one soul at a time realizing, hey, look, we're a mess and we need help. I mean, you know, it's easy to look outside of ourselves and say, you know, we've got the election coming up. People are worried about their wives being attacked, all this crazy noise and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's so temporal. You know, we have to look outside of ourselves and consider things the way God is. How is God's heart grieving right now?
Right.
For the sake of America, for the sake of the world, bombings in Brussels. You think God is not grieved over all this?
And then
we're trying to come up with human answers, which is, you know, at some point, you know, if he wants to take a break, then he can amuse himself with the ideas of man.
Yeah, those are the short. That's really what prompted me to write this little book, Work and Wealth and Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
About 8 or 9 years ago, I started. No, about 6 years ago in 2008. I said, you know. We seem to be at afloat here. We're lost in what we think is right, and we're arguing about it. And today's presidential election, people aren't arguing; they're shouting at each other, they're insulting each other. And I said, you know, there's more in the. If we're going to find the truth of how we need to behave and should behave, let's look at Scripture. And I thought I would look at two of the fundamentals in Scripture that are fundamentals in our life, how we make our living and how we spend our money, you know, and that
exactly.
All sorts of things are involved, capitalism, socialism, free enterprise, blah, blah, blah. But I thought I'd look at the Bible and say, these are the moral certainties. These are the scriptural certainties. And then I thought I'd do a really simple job since I read the Bible every day, I'll just go through one whole reading, and I'll just draw what the Bible says in Work and Wealth. And I got buried because it is so filled with the wisdom in the Old Testament and the teachings of Jesus and Paul in the New Testament that I ended up writing a book, which is probably what historians do best.
Well, it's interesting, Larry, that you would write a book. It's the timeliness of it, don't you think? Because here it is for the first time in our country. We've got voters seriously considering a democratic socialist. And I see that's in conflict with Work and Wealth in Scripture.
Oh, yeah. You know, I started in 2008, and I said, I'll finish it for this election. Well, then eight years later, I finished it, or 7 years later. But it was timely for this election.
Yes, without a doubt, even more so.
And I discovered that there's a long, long, long history of how we deal with wealth, everything from the things that Jesus taught and how we handle it, and then involved in that was work. What is work in our lives? You know, and work is not just simply working for the government or turning things over your responsibility for your life to somebody else. It's what defines a man. And so as I got deeper and deeper into it, I found myself writing a much longer book than I wanted to write. So I finally shortened it up. But in it, I was just going through it today, kind of prepping myself for this interview. I found, you know, a profound insight the problem is it's leading people to it, and leading people to it with a knowledge and the full understanding that that is where the truth is.
Exactly. Well, the Bible tells us clearly that you have to be spiritually sensitive to understand the spiritual. A wealth of wisdom is there, and so it starts with us individually, positionally. Are we going to be open to the truth of God? If we're not, well, then, hey, we're just reading words. It's not going to have an impact.
That's
For you, Larry, as you're reading this and God is unfolding and pulling back the onion skin layer and layer, your jaw continues to drop further and further.
Oh yeah. I thought, Bill, I said, well, I'll just pull all the scripture together. Well, I didn't realize that Jesus had taught more on wealth and riches than any other subject in his 3-year mission here on earth. And then I discovered a huge amount of secondary literature written by brilliant and sensitive people for the last 2,000 years on what it means to gain wealth and what you're supposed to do with it, and what's the difference between a rich man and a poor man, and why would God even have poor people, those kind of questions. And it took me on a fun trail of trying to figure out what is it that we do and why do we do it.
Well, Larry, I knew this was going to happen to us, so we were going to have more topic and more subject matter than time.
Yeah.
Excuse me. We only have a minute left here. Sum this up. Give us a golden nugget, if you would, please, on this Easter week.
Yeah. Okay. Go to church and then return to church. Don't just go on Easter Sunday and Christmas morning. And turn to books like this one. Among many, to find out the truth of what you should be doing in your life, which is going to be in God's will. That's the
work,
most important.
Work and Wealth in Scripture, what every voter should know, available, Larry, where exactly?
Anywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, online, any one of the online stores.
I would say bless yourself. Get your hands on the book. This is Bill Martinez, 19 before the top of the hour.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
From the creators of God's Not Dead.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
A classroom answer.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
And your answer incorporated the words of Jesus. Could cost Grace Wesley everything.
The Thalys are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
They're looking to destroy you. I'm not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
Preach, go, preach! God's not dead, he's truly alive!
God's Not Dead, too. In theaters April 1st. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Not dead. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Give me a hold together. Give me a love.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the sporting world, and I'd say the world at large, was sad to hear of the passing of one Joe Garagiola, who died at the age of 90. His love for the game, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know who could have surpassed him. He loved broadcasting. He loved playing the game. I loved his own self-deprecating assessment of his catching abilities. I mean, and this is after, of course, you know, he did so well in the World Series of 1946 for his hometown Cardinals, winning a championship as a 20-year-old rookie. He says, not only was I not the best catcher in the major leagues, I wasn't even the best catcher on my street. Garagiola passed at the age of 90, and of course he finished his broadcasting career with the Arizona Diamondbacks. With us right now, Patrick Wood, author and lecturer who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s, when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Patrick, as always, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, always good to have you here and have your perspective. You know, we talk about this new international economic order, and they have got to be absolutely spastic over this election season. You know, what say you? I mean, because they're used to, you know, moving the levers and pretty much predicting what's going on. And we have a non-predictable agent in the form of one Donald Trump that I believe is probably bruising their brains right now.
Well, you know, the one thing that's in common throughout the world right now, Europe has this problem right now with Islamic terrorists. We have our problem with Donald Trump, right? It's, but the common factor is here is disruption.
Yes,
we're
chaos,
seeing everywhere we look, we're seeing disruption in society. And although a lot of people think that, you know, Trump is a wild card, in another sense, he may not be. He may be, you know, kind of that what the global elite is looking for to disrupt American society to the point of significant change. And you know, we see actors like George Soros coming in, for instance, and contributing bucket loads of money towards protesters for Trump's rallies and stuff. And these aren't the nice guy protesters. These are the people that want to go out and burn things down and turn cars over.
Exactly.
And this is, you know, this is not a healthy phenomenon for America, for sure. It's, you know, a lot of people think, finally, you know, we're going to get after that establishment. We're going to show those people whatever, we're in control. And you may be doing that, but in the meantime, we have this disruption process going on that's sending ripples all the way through our society, and it's encouraging, if not allowing and encouraging, these bad actors like George Soros to come in and really screw things up. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag.
Well, I think we've been saying, you know, for quite a while here, Patrick, that people need to be fixed on what they want to change to. We went through this change deal 8 years ago with Barack Obama, and, you know, he offered, it was a sleight of hand, you know, was change, and then he gets into office, and people are going, whoa, wait a minute, that's not the change I was understanding it to be. And he purposely designed it that way. And if anything, the voters need to be clear and be committed to a change that will be constructive, that will truly, as Trump would say, make America great again. Now, whatever that means, and we've got to look beyond the banner headline into the thickness of it and say, where's the substance of what does it look like when America's great again?
That's right, and I don't think anybody really knows that yet. They just they know that it's looking ugly and it's looking bad, and that's not the right direction. And so they at least want the direction to change, but I don't think anybody's really specified yet what it would look like if America's great again.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the opportunity is that we have. I mean, we have not had a clear vision for this country. I would say since JFK, when he said, "Hey, we're going to be the first ones to go to the moon," right?
Yeah, that's right. I think you're right.
And so we're lacking that. We understand there's a problem. You got 7 out of 10, you know, for the last, I would say, the last decade at least that have agreed that we're on the wrong track. I say, good observation. What does the right track look like now?
That's
and we
right.
need somebody to articulate that, right?
That's right. So far, I haven't seen it, even though Trump certainly has the rhetoric for, you know, pointing out the trouble that we've had and that we're, our country's, you know, turning up the shambles. We don't want to make it more shambles.
Right. Yeah. What do we hold them accountable for? I mean, we have Barack Obama saying we're better off than we were 8 years ago. That internationally, our standing internationally is so much better. Jobs have increased. All this stuff, and we're going, what? I mean, I'm not sure the empirical evidence would back up what he's telling us with a straight face, and he really believes this.
Well, he does. You know. I guess we could talk about statistics, you know, but people can lie with statistics with great skill, and you can make them say just about anything you want. But when you get out and that, you know, statistics aside, when you get out and actually talk to people on the street and, you know, read what's going on with actual workers, with actual businessmen, they're dying.
They're
having big trouble right now.
Well, this is why it's so visceral and so personal, this election, is because they've been lied to. And, you know, speaking of, you know, government and government math, and maybe we can slide into the Common Core topic here too, Patrick, is that government has redefined, you know, the modern math equation.
Well, it has. You know, there's very little understanding of math anymore. And, you know, I think that's by design in our country as well. We pointed out, I remember in one program recently, that America really is the last obstacle standing in the way of the globalist cabal of taking over the world. Where the spirit of the American people, the education of the American people, the history and just the mindset that our country has will not allow the global elite to do what they want to do on a global basis. We're fiercely nationalistic in that sense, in our core. And so we've had this full court press on America for some time to get rid of us, to degrade us back down to a, you know, literally to a third world country in some comparisons.
Right.
But education has been the singular thing that has made us the shining city on a hill. Education of our young people we have done so well over the decades, over the last couple hundred years, that education is under attack now. It's one of the things that they see as a big obstacle to the future of America, you know, getting out of their way.
Exactly.
And, you know, getting on board. So they've got to capture education, and they've been trying for 30 years. They had, before Common Core education standards, they had No Child Left Behind, and then there was another program in the 90s. It was all the same stuff. But the Common Core education standards are not anything that parents want at this point, and teachers are starting to rebel. And states are starting to rebel. They're starting to really see through this.
Mm-hmm. And that's your point. That's your point. At the ground floor level, where it makes a difference out there with the every man of America, they're seeing the common core test just aren't passing the so what test.
That's right. Exactly. So, you know, it's encouraging on one hand to see states and all the way down to parents and stuff getting involved with this, saying, hey, this is not education for our kids. Let's get rid of this. But they still don't understand what happened to them. They don't know why this was foisted on them in the first place. They don't know who foisted it on them. In all cases, it was it wasn't government orchestrated at all. It was a private organization and private money that created the Common Core education standards. They were not educators, and you know they literally tricked the states into accepting Common Core as the next best piece of sliced bread.
Yes, right.
And now they're finding out, gee, you know, this thing kind of smells funny to us.
Exactly.
But they're really not getting where it came from and what a con job it was in the first place.
Yeah, but there's no there. In much the same way, Patrick, and you know what you reported in Technocracy News, is this United Nations action agenda to build the Paris Agreement momentum. Update us on that. We've got about a minute and a half left here. I'm sorry.
You're going to love this one because you thought that was all done, that Paris summit, climate summit in December. But the actual signing ceremony is going to take place on April 22nd. And guess what day that is? The day of day for the United Nations. It's Earth Day.
Yeah.
On April 22, so there's going to be a big gala celebration in New York City, and all the leaders of the world are going to come back to this big signing ceremony. They're going to take pictures and slap each other on the back. And while it's going on, Earth Day is going to be celebrated at the United Nations and in schools and, you know, libraries and stuff all over the world. People are going to be dancing with flowers in their hair, celebrating Mother Earth and worshiping Mother Earth.
Mm.
And it's going to be a sickening event, as far as I'm concerned, because we should not be worshiping the Earth. We should be worshiping the one who created it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is another one of those socially engineered con jobs. Even though most of America says, hey, look, there's no there. They keep pushing it, and as you say, when you have a day like this coming to a theater near you, where all the schools are participating, there's no doubt it's going to have some impact. But that's what happens with the power of a lie. If it's repeated long enough, they say, well, it must be true because they keep repeating. And after all, our president said so, right? Patrick Wood on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patrick. It's 3 minutes before the top of the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.